In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Now, I wonder how you've started the year. Only just a couple of days in, aren't we? But I wonder how you've started 2022. And often how we start a year often depends on how last year was for us, what it's been like. And maybe this morning, despite the global pandemic, you're doing okay. You're rearing to go into the new year, already looking forward to next Christmas, or maybe not. But as someone bad dad joked in our house on Boxing Day, I love it. There's still 364 days till Christmas, and people have their decorations up already. But actually, for so many, 2021 has been hard. It's been really hard. And maybe you feel more like the person who said, "Wait a second, there's another year. I have to do it all over again." On the international scene, 2021 was the year when COVID didn't go away. Lockdowns disrupted. 5 million lives were lost. Vaccines were developed, but poorer countries are still struggling to get them. The world was stunned by rioters storming the Capitol US building. It was a year of coups in Myanmar, Mali, Tunisia, Guinea, and Sudan. The brutal Taliban returned to power in Afghanistan after 20 years. Europe was shaken by post-Brexit troubles and tensions. Issues of climate change grew in global awareness with COP26 and with extreme climate conditions and events multiplying around the world. In the evangelical world, cases of abuse have emerged and tribalism has been exposed. And as we look to the year ahead, we can't put our head in the sand. This is the world we live in as we face into 2022. These are some of the issues that weigh heavy on our hearts. And then there's the roller coaster ride of emotions in our personal lives. From moments of success, maybe in education or in our work, to setbacks and disappointments and toxic relationships. From highs of contented happiness to lows of dark depression. From the joy of good news to the heartbreak of tragic news. From times of friendship and trust and intimacy and belonging to times of conflict and loss, and betrayal and loneliness. From personal victories over habits and addictions and sins to the experience of moral and spiritual failure and rebellion. Our lives, they're often so unpredictable and surprise us in both delightful and devastating ways. And so in such a changing world, in such a changing life, how can we face into the year ahead in a way that is grounded? How can we do that? Well, I want to suggest that the way that we start, and indeed go through 2022, will be largely shaped by the way that we respond to the events that happened 2,000 years ago, that first Christmas night in Bethlehem. At the center of what happened that night was Jesus. Let's listen again to what the angel says to the shepherds on the hills around Bethlehem in Luke 2, verse 10 following. And you'll see it's all about Christ. Verse 10, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, God's King, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Have you just saw all those things that are packed in there about who Jesus is? He's Jesus the Savior. He's the Messiah, so he's the Christ, he's God's King. And then he's the Lord Almighty, who shows us the glory of God and brings peace with God to people on earth. He, Jesus, is at the center of Christmas. And as the shepherds and Jesus' mother Mary respond to Jesus, we learn from them how to put Jesus at the center of the year ahead. Because Jesus at the center, that is how to live truly grounded in a changing, unpredictable world and life. Here is how to live Christ-centered in 2022. And no matter who we are, whether we would call ourselves Christians or far from God today, God calls us to respond to Christmas with lives and hearts and worship that put Christ at the center. So let's look at this. Three things. First of all, live Christ-centered in 2022 in your day's news. In your day's news. Now, if you say to someone, "Look, what's your news?" We're basically saying, what's been happening in your life? What's going on? What have you been doing? What's important to you? What matters? Well, the shepherds, they've never experienced a day, or rather a night like it, terrified by powerful angels announcing the arrival of the Savior, God's King, the Lord Almighty, born as a baby in the town. Well, look at how they respond in verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Let's not patronize these first century shepherds as primitive and gullible. Now, they actually do exactly what you and I would have done. They go and find out the facts for themselves. And of course, we can do that today in the Bible. We can go right there to Bethlehem to see Jesus' birth in the Gospels. We can go right there to Galilee to see Jesus' miracles in the Gospels. We can go right there to Jerusalem and see Jesus' death and resurrection in the gospel records, these reliable historical documents. We can see and we can find out for ourselves, like the shepherds. And if you've never done that, can I encourage you to sign up for Hope Explored, the course that we're doing this year. Maybe you've got friends that have never, and family who've never done that, never looked at the evidence for themselves. Well, can I encourage you to try and encourage them, invite them along to Hope Explored on the 24th, 31st of Jan, 7th of Feb, a chance to explore the best future you could ever imagine found in Jesus and his life, his death, his resurrection. You know, for the shepherds, that first Christmas night, it changed what they chatted about. It changed their day's news. Now, I'm not sure what they would normally enthuse about as shepherds when they got in from work or went out for a drink with friends. Maybe it was the best pastures to graze, or the latest scuffle with a wild animal, or the next sheep shearing competition, or the top sheep tracking app. Who knows? But this night changed their chatter, their day's news. Look at verse 17. When they had seen him, as Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. You see, when you see Jesus for who he is, something of his amazing character in the Bible, he's God's King. He's the Lord Almighty. And why he was born into our world, he's the Savior that's been born that we need. That is not news to keep quiet about any more than it would be appropriate to keep quiet about an instant cure for COVID. And so all of us who are Christians, people who are claiming to have seen something of Jesus in the Bible, experienced him in our lives, we want to ask ourselves, what is my day's news? So when people ask you, how was your weekend? How was your Christmas? Does Jesus feature somehow, at all, ever? Am I spreading the word about Jesus like these shepherds did about what I've been told about Jesus? That he's the Savior that we need for peace with God. He's God's King. We must all one day bow before. He's the Lord Almighty who holds our lives, our breath, in his hands. And maybe like me, you feel that you don't often spread the word about Jesus very well, or very naturally, or very convincingly. I got chatting with a fellow dog walker last week, and he asked me, how was your Christmas? And the first thing came to my mind was, this is it's an opportunity here to share something of why it is actually so great because of Jesus. And so I started talking about our family parties that we'd had, and then somehow the moment passed. It was gone. I never quite got to saying anything about my biggest news. And he sadly had no chance of hearing from me that morning and being amazed by Jesus, like the shepherds made people feel about Jesus. I wonder if you experienced that. A chance to tell your best news and you miss it. And I wonder if we can get some help from Mary here and how she responds to the birth of her son, Jesus. You see, if our day's news is to be Christ-centered in 2022, it will be because, and this is our second thing, our heart's treasure is Christ-centered in 2022. So let's think about your heart's treasure. Verse 19 is a beautiful verse. I love it. Let me read it to you. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now maybe it's a little unfair to compare us to the shepherds. I mean, think of what they've just experienced. They've just been overwhelmed by extraordinary events, angels from heaven, it's not your everyday occurrence, announcing the amazing news of Jesus' birth. And then they'd found Jesus. Just as the angel had said, they had looked into the eyes of the Son of God, lying in a manger. And we live so long after these extraordinary events. But just think about Mary, It was over 9 months ago that she too had an angelic visitor telling her she would supernaturally conceive the Son of God. She'd experienced the changes in her body. She was indeed pregnant through, although a virgin. But her experience of the birth of the Son of God had not only been so ordinary, painful, exhausting, but also it wasn't entirely what you might expect for God's entrance into the world as a human being. Far away from the glitz and the glamour of city life or royalty or prestige, in a humble animal outhouse with her newborn's first cot as a grubby animal feeding trough. And so as these lowly but excited shepherds come bundling in and they crowd around her and Joseph and baby Jesus and have stories of terrifying angels out there on the hills around Bethlehem with news that her son truly is the Savior, the Christ, the Lord, the one who will bring peace between people and God. And Mary's heart must have just burst with excitement and hope. And then as the shepherds leave, and no doubt Luke, who wrote this gospel, will have asked Mary personally about this. Luke says that Mary treasured up and pondered these things in her heart. And it seems to me that what Mary does here is vital. If 2022 is to be a Christ-centered year, she treasures and ponders what she hears about Jesus in her heart. Now, what does that look like? Well, think of this. Think of the most amazing, happy news you've ever, ever had. News that was so good that you pondered on it and you replayed it over and over on repeat 1,000 times, each time letting it thrill your heart again. So that one thing became the most important thing to you, the most life-shaping reality. As you face into 2022, what are you treasuring up? What are you pondering in your heart? What are you replaying over and over on repeat 1,000 times, each time letting it form your heart again, so that that one thing, it becomes the most important thing to you, the most life-shaping reality? Wonder what that is, what things that might be. Maybe it's happy things. God gives us many things to enjoy. Lesser treasures than himself, but things to be received with thankfulness and enjoyed for his glory. Let's be aware of the idolatry of letting those lesser treasures become our main treasure in place of Jesus. But maybe it's not happy things at all that your heart is pondering in a strange way, treasuring, but sad things. And God gives us many things that we wouldn't choose, but that in his infinite wisdom, he ordains for us. And they too, they can play on repeat and go round and round thousands of times, each time forming our hearts, so they become the most life-shaping realities to us. And God never belittles our suffering, but he does invite us to press pause on that replay. And he does invite us to come to him, the source of all comfort, and find that his son, born 2,000 years ago, is the Savior we need for peace with God. He is God's good and God's wise King that we must bow before. He is the Lord Almighty who holds our lives, our breath, in his hand. So here's the question. What are you doing and what will you do this year to carve out time to treasure up and to ponder in your heart, like Mary, what you know about Jesus? Because this doesn't happen by osmosis. You don't kind of treasure Jesus as your first love by accident. Or it's not like catching COVID. You know, you get too close to other Christians and you catch it. Now, the treasure of Jesus, he will always shine duller than the many other treasures God showers in our lives unless we intentionally ponder and treasure him in our hearts. So can I suggest some things for starters here? And you might feel that I'm on repeat here because I know I've said it before. But our lives as a church family in 2022, can I suggest that they're dominated by intentionally pondering and treasuring Jesus both daily and weekly. So daily, let's set aside time that works for you. Maybe 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, maybe 30, maybe an hour, whatever works for you, to replay over and over. What has Jesus done for you? The Savior you need for peace with God. Christ the King who rules over you. The Lord who holds your life in his hands. To be like the shepherds, to daily search and find Jesus for yourself. Not today in Bethlehem, but in God's Word, the Bible. Spend time each day of 2022 reading a part of God's Word. Ponder and treasure what you see of Christ there. And respond in prayer and praise. And if you're unsure of, someone asked me after the early service, well, in light of what we've been thinking about, have you got any recommendations for Bible reading? Let's be sharing those ideas. I've got some ideas if you want them. But something that's going to keep you fresh throughout the year. I often find changing it around is helpful. But if you want some ideas, come back to me on that. But then also weekly, set aside Sundays in 2022, in particular our Sunday mornings, to, with the church family, make Jesus your highest treasure. As we learn together, as we pray together, praise together, worship together, talk together, laugh and cry together. The Lord's Day is such a rich gift from our loving Heavenly Father that we might ponder in our hearts, that we might, basically, what we're already doing, we're kind of replaying over and over the goodness of God to us for his salvation, comforting our hearts, that we might replay his authority as King, bending our wills to his will, that we might replay the reality that he is, as the angels say to the shepherds, he is Lord and God over our lives, assuring us he's in control. And here's why. I mean, ultimately for God's glory, but secondarily and practically, that in a world that is telling us everywhere that Jesus is dull, Jesus might shine brighter to us than all this world's treasure. How's that going to happen in 2022? I don't know. Maybe you feel when I talk about the importance of daily times with God, or especially our weekly Sunday mornings together, maybe you feel it's a bit legalistic. I mean, surely life with Jesus is far more than that, isn't it? It's about a whole life of worship. Absolutely it is. And if I've ever communicated that, or ever do communicate that legalistically, then I can only take full responsibility and apologize for poor communication. But look, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to invite you to find and to enjoy the eternal treasure that is Christ in this passing world. To treasure him daily, to treasure him weekly, in a way that's going to drive and is going to energize the whole of your life to a life of worship. And I think here the shepherds, as they head back to their sheep, are such a beautiful example of this. So here's our last thing, more briefly. Live Christ-centered in 2022 with your life's worship. Have a look at verse 20. Verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Now, when Luke says that they returned, what is he referring to? Well, he's referring to returning to their sheep. They're returning to the hillside, to their regular everyday work and life. And it's there, in the humdrum of the ordinary and humble work of shepherding, that they glorify and they praise God for the things they'd seen and heard about Jesus. Now, to glorify and praise means to magnify, to make much of him, to live a life of worship to God for Jesus. So as we head into 2022, yes, let's carve out time daily and weekly to treasure Jesus, lest this world and its treasures capture our hearts, but also it's so that in our everyday lives, we might live a life of worship to God for Jesus. For the shepherds, it was out on those hills around Bethlehem. So think of your regular work, whether that's as a pupil or as a student, or whether you're paid for your work or it's voluntary, whether it's in retirement or not, whether you use your gifts and abilities to work for others, for individuals or a company or an organization or an institution. And after the high of treasuring Jesus and seeing him, the shepherds' lives were driven, they were energized to glorify and praise God for Jesus as they returned to their ordinary hard work. So as we look to the year ahead, you know, it's true, isn't it? A lot of it's going to be humdrum and ordinary. Everyday life, getting on with stuff. You just get to the end of the day and you feel tired from, what did I achieve today? Was it worthwhile? Much of life's like that, isn't it? But I wonder if glorifying and praising God out there in your workplace, at home, amongst family, with colleagues, I wonder if you are anticipating your regular everyday studies or work as a place to glorify and to praise God for Jesus, just in the humdrum ordinariness of everyday life. And it means as you go about your studies or your work, you do it as unto the Lord. And imagine that. So I'm going to work for God today. Whatever I'm doing. It means that everything's worship. Everything's to him. It's not primarily before our teachers or our boss or our peers or those we serve or line manage. It means just very practically, you work hard, you do a good job, you're not a slacker. You're 100% honest. You don't take advantage of people. So that people come away from dealing with you and working with you, glad to have worked with you. Because you were fair. You were kind. You were generous. You weren't grumpy. You didn't gossip. And so that you relate to those in authority over you by honoring them. Even when that's hard. And where needed, lovingly calling them to integrity. And you relate to those that you care for or manage or supervise with compassion. And you relate to your peers with respect, rejoicing in their success. And then where opportunity arises, you share your day's news with them. You share your best news. That Jesus is the Savior they need for peace with God. That he's God's King they must one day bow before. That he's Lord Almighty who holds their lives, their breath in his hands. So may 2022 be a year for us as a church family that is truly Christ-centered, that's about knowing Jesus and about making him known. May we make Jesus our heart's treasure. For then he will be our day's news, and he will be our life's worship.